What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, July 25th, 2016. And yes, we are live today. We did have that tropical storm Darby over the weekend, and it did get rough, especially last night, but was nowhere near as bad as they were thinking it might be. So we're live and online, and everything's all working out here just hunky-dory. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to pick up the phone. And I'm going to apologize up front. Because there is so much to talk about, I may not be able to take every single phone call. I'm going to just apologize up front because I sort of have to balance between news and conversation. Obviously, today is the start of the Democratic National Convention, and it is already a circus of chaos and disarray. They're in a panic over this latest leak of emails from the Democratic National Committee that have exposed a lot of the skullduggery that was going on behind the scenes to anoint Empress Hillary the First and to basically deny Bernie Sanders any chance at the nomination. Now, the Democrats understand they have angered not just Republicans, but their own Democratic base, especially Bernie Sanders supporters. Any chance they were going to have to lure some of Sanders supporters back to support Hillary Clinton, that's gone out the window. There are protests all around. And the Democrats, for all their talk about criticizing Donald Trump wanting to put a fence along the Mexican border, the Democrats erected a 4-mile-long, 8-foot-tall wall around the Philadelphia convention site. They don't want to hear from you ordinary people. You're not supposed to count anyway. And Bernie Sanders are already out there chanting, lock her up, lock her up. Now, Hillary was already upset when the Republican convention started going on down, lock her up, lock her up. This is becoming a widely accepted point of view for Hillary Clinton. And forget about the White House. This lady needs to be in the big house. And all those Hillary for prison buttons and posters and T-shirts, those are now hot sellers all over the place. Now, more and more information is coming out of this email dump, and the Democrats and Hillary's campaign are in serious trouble. They can't deny these emails because many of them are already in the public record from the email releases from the Judicial Watch lawsuit and the FBI investigation. So they can't say this is all made up, and they're trying to deal with that. And they're going back to this idea of the Hillary Victory Fund fraud, where Hillary literally went out to the state Democratic parties and said, we will give you a whole bunch of money as long as your state superdelegates pledge to Hillary Clinton regardless of the popular vote. And that's been a big part of it, because all along we've seen all these primaries on the Democratic side where Bernie Sanders would win the popular vote and somehow Hillary Clinton came out with more delegates. Now, the Democratic National Committee understands this looks really bad, and a rule change was proposed to abolish the superdelegates. And the Democratic National Committee basically came up with what they think is a compromise position. Starting in 2020, the superdelegates will be instructed to vote along with the state's voters' preference. But that, of course, does not change the situation here. Hillary's bought and paid for delegates are still going to be voting for Hillary Clinton. And you need to understand just how wide open this fraud is, because Governor Blagojevich was sentenced to 14 years for what the Democratic National Committee and Debbie Wasserman Schultz did. Now, Debbie is out there. I mean, she's already announced her resignation. She's not going to be on the podium for the convention itself. And she was trying to meet with delegates from her own home state where she's fighting for re-election. She got booed there by the Florida delegation. So she's in serious, serious trouble. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz's primary opponent, Tim Canova, is filing an FEC complaint against her, charging that she used Democratic National Committee resources for her campaign for re-election in Florida. And that is a tacky no-no. So it's all starting to really, really unravel. And of course, we don't need to worry that much about Debbie Wasserman Schultz because Hillary Clinton has already hired her into a new position. Oh, my goodness here. You know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is now going to be in charge of Hillary's campaign to get the Democratic vote out in all 50 states. So not even the appearance of any kind of regret or shame for what was done here. Now, they've picked a new interim DNC chairperson, Donna Brazile. And apparently that was not a very good pick because Brazile also shows up in these WikiLeaks emails talking about how she wanted to curse out Bernie Sanders supporters for daring to demand equal representation from the Democratic National Committee. Now, already Hillary's people are out there saying, well, you know, these delegates at the convention, they have a right to vote their conscience. Yes, they do, as private citizen voters come November. But delegates are supposed to represent the will of the voters in their state. And that's why people are very, very angry. And so this new interim Democratic National Committee chairwoman is just another slap in the face for Bernie Sanders supporters. More of these emails are out there saying that Hillary is planning on rewarding big donors to her campaign with federal appointments. She's not going to be filling up her administration with the best qualified people, but just those with the biggest wallet, which is nothing new and explains why so much of our government policy turns out to be poorly thought out junk and failure after failure after failure. Yet another leak from these emails is how the Democratic National Committee was working with the corporate media to portray Bernie Sanders supporters as violent. It's not the fact that we're changing. Yeah, they're violent. How dare they? See, they're the problem. And, of course, they're doing that same tactic right now during the convention. So what if we cheated him out of the nomination? It's his supporters who are the problem because they're unhappy. All right, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about the Democratic National Convention. We're talking about this massive dump of Democratic National Committee emails through WikiLeaks, and reporters are digging through all of these emails, and they're hitting lots and lots of pay dirt, emphasis on the dirt. Yet another one of these leaked emails shows how Debbie Wasserman Schultz tried to smear Donald Trump as an anti-Semite. And, of course, I saw that one personally. I'm getting all these emails saying, oh, he's an anti-Semite, or he's on the side of Israel. I mean, they're flipping back and forth. So let's hit some of the highlights here about how the Democratic National Committee, which by their own rules is supposed to be impartial during the primary season, was working with the corporate media to coronate Empress Hillary I. Let's see, one of the emails, DNC requesting a pull on an MSNBC commentary segment, DNC conspiring to create false Trump information, which was put out through Reuters. Apparently, Hillary supporters succeeded in infiltrating the Sanders campaign. DNC members going to complain to Morning Joe producers about his mentioning of how the system was being rigged. Yes, it's rigged, but you're not supposed to talk about that. DNC discussing their relationship with NBC, MSNBC, and CNN, how to get better treatment. One of the DNC super PACs paying young voters to push back online Sanders supporters. They had hired shills going on out to websites and blogs to argue against Bernie Sanders supporters. These were not true believers and grassroots people. These were hired paid propagandists, shills, online shills. And it's a reminder that the appearance of massive support for Hillary Clinton is as much a fake as anything else about her campaign. Another email about how Debbie Wasserman Schultz had an off-the-record meeting in MSNBC President Phil Griffin's office. Another one offering to send interns out to fake a protest against the Republicans. And apparently they did have a mole working inside the Sanders campaign, according to another one of these emails. Possible money laundering by moving money back and forth to bypass legal limits. Over at Politico, one of their writers was sending his stories to the DNC for approval before he submitted them for publication to his own editor. Another one, Democratic National Committee feeding CNN the questions they wanted Hillary to be asked. Another one about creating a fake job ad for a Trump business to portray him as a sexist. Another email, the Democratic National Committee is upset their allies didn't send in protesters, so they got their interns to go on over there. And apparently there is a connection between the DNC and BuzzFeed. DNC trying to get away with violating the Hatch Act. Democrats using interns to organize fake protests. Politico colluded with Hillary to win the primaries. Oh, and you're going to love this one. You're going to love this one. If you are an Hispanic or Latino, the DNC's own emails describe the outreach to the Hispanic vote as the Taco Bowl engagement. That's how the Democrats really think about you. Now, before we take these two phone calls who are waiting, I want to make a point here. Remember during that whole Democratic primary season, and here in the independent media, we were pointing out all these oddities about Bernie Sanders won the popular vote, but somehow got fewer delegates. The shenanigans that were going on. Remember that six coin toss that Hillary won all six times? And remember what the corporate media said? Oh, it's conspiracy theory. You're a bunch of wackos. There's nothing going on. You're just being paranoid. And these emails prove the independent media had it right all along. The corporate media was lying to you. Let me hit that one more time. The independent media had the story correct. The corporate media was lying to you all along. All right, let's grab two quick phone calls. Ed, Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I wasn't sure how much wind and rain you got from that tropical storm, so...
It was a lot.
It was a lot. I've been writing letters to my senator for the last year. Why isn't Hillary Clinton in jail yet? Was my question.
That's a good question, and a lot of Americans are asking that right now.
And then another thing was... have you seen the Christopher Bowen, we have been deceived about 911?
Yes, and we're going to talk about that as we actually get closer to 9/11 itself here. Right now, I kind of want to focus on the Democratic National Committee and what's going on over there. All right, so thank you
also,
for the phone. Thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Banana Republic, here we come. No, Banana Republic, here we are, because this is a Banana Republic now. I mean,
yes, it is.
And, I mean, at this point, if the American people can't figure out what's going on with both parties, how rigged it is, how much they don't give a crap about you, they lie to you, they send your kids off to die for them, and they're laughing at you. Everybody listening, they're laughing at you. If you vote for Hillary, they're laughing at you. Because she's playing everybody like a fiddle, and so is Debbie Wasserman Schultz and all these other hacks on CNN, MSNBC, the Andrea Mitchells, and all these other people. Sky News, the same crap, you know, Mike?
Yeah, it is. It is. More and more Americans are waking up to that, and with this admission that the Democratic National Committee was paying people to go online to argue their position, we have to come to the conclusion that much of the perceived support for Hillary Clinton is a manufactured illusion.
And, Mike, people got to realize this is globally. Sky News, which is in the UK, they were pushing out Trump. All he needs is a mustache. He'd be like Hitler. I mean, it's the same. It's this group of people. People need to realize this is an oligarchy, group of people around the world in the West that are linked together with the banks, the politics, and everything, and they're all favoring Hillary because she's part of the oligarchy. You know, it's one big party, and you ain't in it.
Well, it's the globalists, and the globalists are seeing Donald Trump as a major, major threat to their plans, although at this point, considering what's going on in the European Union, I would say that this push for the New World Order and a global government is already in serious trouble, and, you know, Trump's not even in office yet. But he makes a great person to try and blame on it. And it's not just the global government that's tying all this together. You have to look at the narcocracy. because that's a big part of what's going on. Everybody who's out there protecting Hillary Clinton tracks back to some aspect of drug sales and drug money laundering. James Comey was on the board of directors of HSBC when it was caught laundering drug money. Loretta Lynch was a U.S. attorney for New York who cut HSBC that sweetheart deal for deferred prosecution. And now she's the attorney general and Comey's head of the FBI. It doesn't get more obvious than that. You know, all of Hillary's support are all these people who've gotten rich off the illegal drug trade. And they're trying to maintain control of that global drug trade. And as long as it was either going to be Bush or Hillary, they didn't care. But there's a chance they could lose control over the government. And under Donald Trump, we might actually see a real war on drugs. And I don't mean the little guy smoking a marijuana cigarette. I'm talking about the big smugglers, the CIA, all of these major banks that are tangled up in this money laundering. That whole thing could come crashing down. And that's a big reason they're so afraid of him.
Hey, Mike, real quick, I want to know if you're aware of a U.S. warplane getting shot down right outside the airbase in, I think, Iraq.
Not yet, but I'll take a look during the next commercial break. Anyway, I'm going to let you go because I want to get back to the talking points. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now then, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Hillary and the Democratic National Committee have a major, major problem on their hands. They can't claim these emails are all a hoax because many, if not most of these emails are already in the public record because of the email dumps during the Judicial Watch lawsuit and the FBI's own investigation. This is all out there with provenance. Yes, the DNC really did do all these things. So how are they trying to protect Hillary Clinton? The U.S. corporate media is now out there with the spin that the release of these emails to WikiLeaks is a plot by Vladimir Putin to help Donald Trump. And basically that anybody who disagrees with the establishment and even reads these emails is really working for Russia. That's it. You know, that basically the Democrats are having to come out and say, yeah, we actually did all these things. But if you pay attention, you're really working for Russia. Shame on you. And the anti-abortionists and the racists and the anti-immigrant people. You know, you shouldn't pay attention to anything that Hillary and the Democrats did, because if you are, then you're just being a Russian stooge, which is about as lame as it gets. And they're pushing this all over the planet. Article out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain saying that this could be the last election America has because, you know, Donald Trump is working with Vladimir Putin. And if you dare vote Donald Trump in, there's going to be a Soviet style dictator here. And this when the lies get this wacko, you know, they are panicking over there in Hillary land. I mean, these Clinton scandals are continuing to emerge. And the Democrats can't refute the allegations, especially after FBI Director Comey admitted Hillary committed felony violations of Title 18 but refused to file charges. So now it's all a Russian plot. This is pretty desperate and pretty pathetic, actually, if you think about it. That's their whole excuse. Yes, we did all these things, but if you pay attention, you're aiding the Russians. And what's really the irony here is for Hillary Clinton to come on out there and say that Donald Trump is aligned with Vladimir Putin after Hillary Clinton took bribes from Russia over that Uranium One deal that led to that standoff at that wilderness refuge and the assassination of one of the people who was pointing out the link between the State Department's decision on the Uranium One deal and the donations to the Clinton Foundation. Now, Michael Bloomberg is out there. He's going to endorse Hillary Clinton. He's leading the billionaires for Billary charge. And, of course, Hillary right now is starting to understand even more than she thought she was going to. She's now dependent on Israel to help her, you'll pardon the expression, win in November. But Bloomberg doesn't have a really good reputation outside of Wall Street. His endorsement isn't actually going to carry that much weight. And finally, an article coming out of davidswanson.org, according to the latest surveys, the Democrats are now less popular than atheism. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
your husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab one quick phone call. Ralph in California. Aloha. What's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Mike. It's good to hear you back. I haven't called in a while, and it's good to hear you back in RBN. I just wanted to say a quick analysis, or not analysis, just funny how everything's resulting where I thought the RNC was going to be a big issue, a big mess with Donald and all that, and it was going to be a battle royale. It was actually...
Well, it was,
like,
but most
DNC.
Of it wasn't reported publicly. I mean, there was that last-second fight to change the rules to unbind the delegates, and that failed. So there was a lot going on behind the scenes. And it wasn't being reported because they were trying to sell the public image of party unity. Good luck on doing the same thing with the Democrats at this point.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to the DNC, you know, the Democratic Convention tonight, because it's going to be a big mess.
Well, they just gaveled it in, and so it's all starting, and they got their big, you know, staged, managed event going on. Anyway, listen, Ralph, thank you very much. I'm going to let you go here and get back to the news. Now, there's an interesting observation, and this is out of the New York Post. Hillary Clinton understands that because during the primary season, she kept changing her position depending upon who she was talking with. When she was down in coal mining country, it's, you know, we're going to support the coal mines. When she was in the more liberal areas, California, we've got to shut down carbon and we've got to end coal mine. Now, of course, it's the national convention. Everybody is watching. And Hillary is kind of at a loss because there's very little that she can say that is consistent with what she's been saying on the campaign trail. So Hillary is trying to build her momentum and support with as much star power as she can. And she's filled up the lineup of speakers at the Democratic convention with a lot of political heavyweights. Okay. The problem with that is she could be upstaged by those speakers at her own convention, where people are going to look at these others and say, why aren't they the nominee instead of Hillary? Because they've got ideas and they just seem to be working and thinking a lot better than Hillary. Now, here is a good example of just how banana republic the country has gone. You remember not too long ago when FBI Director Comey came on out and said, well, yes, Hillary had, you know, not turned over all of her work-related emails. She'd been sending and receiving classified information on unclassified devices and all the rest of that stuff. So actually, several felony violations of Title 18, along with at least three known lies under oath to Congress. But we're not going to charge her. Well, the FBI just announced they're launching an investigation into Donald Trump and Russia over the hack of the Democratic National Committee email servers. We're not going to touch Hillary, but we're going after Donald Trump. Now, first of all, let's be very clear here. We're dealing with a government that can't find the ransomware authors or even the people shoving Viagra ads into our mailboxes. There's no way they know where the hack came from. Somebody might have even used a compromised server in Russia as the last link in a very long chain. But most people who understand high-end hacks understand they go from machine to machine to machine to machine all over the globe so that you cannot backtrack them. Efforts to put an automatic backtrack system into the internet for some reason keep running into opposition from various government agencies. But this is all just about trying to say Trump's the bad person for hacking the computers and Putin did it and then they're all in cahoots together. And they're trying this very pathetic dodge because they can't deny or refute what is in the emails because they're available from multiple public sources. And the reality is it doesn't matter who hacked the Democratic National Committee servers. It's what was found in there that is the scandal and should be the scandal. And the Democrats are down there trying to basically kill the messenger by saying it's all an evil Russian plot. And it's taking its toll. Latest CNN poll, 68% of American people do not trust Hillary Clinton. Now, does anybody in their right mind actually vote for somebody they don't trust? No, they don't. So we're basically looking at 32% of America might vote for Hillary in an honest, fair election. Going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the news here, Donald Trump has now come out lambasting the corporate media for this spin on the Democratic National Committee emails. Because the corporate media doesn't want to talk about what's in the emails, especially that comment about the Latinos being the taco bowl vote. So they're all out there saying, this is a plot by Putin. This is Donald Trump playing dirty. See how dirty they're... And Donald Trump is out there saying, look, the DNC did this stuff. That should be the news. And Trump is absolutely right. But the fact that this scandal is getting out there is another reminder. The corporate media has lost control of the minds of America. The new mainstream is right here on the independent media. Now, behind the DNC emails, we must not forget there are a whole bunch of other scandals that are dogging Hillary Clinton. James Comey and Loretta Lynch's not going ahead with charges for Title 18 felony violations doesn't get Hillary off the hook. There's that missing $6 billion from the State Department, vanished without a trace. There's a lot of questions out there. Now, Bernie Sanders are absolutely furious now that they've got actual proof from inside the DNC that, yes, They were trying to hijack the primary process for Hillary Clinton. And they're a little disappointed that Bernie Sanders has not retracted his endorsement of Hillary Clinton. And they're wondering if some deal was made. Obviously not for the vice presidency, but apparently a hot mic over at the Democratic convention picked up that Bernie Sanders may be considered as the new permanent head of the Democratic National Committee. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Last week, somebody put up a new petition on MoveOn.org to put Hillary Clinton on trial for her crimes. They got huge number of signatures. MoveOn.org deleted the petition. You go to that petition now, it's a page saying petition has been taken down, we're evaluating its appropriateness, blah, 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 blah. And when they are acting this overtly, I smell fear coming from the Hillary Clinton campaign, and especially from Hillary herself, because if she is not able to steal that White House in November, there is nothing to protect her from being charged for a lot of her crimes. There's a 10-year statute of limitations on espionage, no statute of limitations on murder. And if Comey and Loretta Lynch are not there to protect her, Hillary's in serious, serious trouble. I'm almost willing to wager a nickel that if Trump does win November's election, the Clintons are going to leave the country, go someplace without extradition. All right, let's grab a quick phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I heard that Comey said that there was no intent with Putin releasing those emails to WikiLeaks. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
I'm serious. That's what I heard. Yes.
Well, if he didn't mean wrong, then he's off the hook.
Yes, they shouldn't have done it, but it there was not the intent there to really justify indicting.
Oh, that's funny.
Over that.
That is funny. That is funny.
It's the biggest freaking laugh in the whole world watching these people on TV claim that it's Russia trying to rig our election as if the DNC didn't rig it already.
That's a very good point. You know, Russia can't interfere with our elections. That's Debbie Wasserman Schultz's job. Well, not anymore, obviously. She's had to step down.
Yeah,
okay.
But you know what? There has to be more of a... Isn't there a crime? Isn't it a crime what they've done?
Acting like people
can step down and that's it. That's not punishment. There should be a crime.
I mean, you catch a guy smoking a marijuana cigarette, they're going to jail for a lot of years. Blagojevich went to prison for years for what Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC did. But they're being protected by the narcocracy.
Yeah, I hate to say it. Well, I do hate to say it. I supported Bernie Sanders with $500 on my freaking Discover card, and they screwed me over. I want my money back.
Yes, they did.
I want my freaking money back so I can get it to Jill Stein.
I want my country back. I want my country back. Forget the money. I want my country back.
Yeah, I'll take that first. But I'll take my freaking money back second.
Well, you know, there's another refund. There's another refund the American people are owed. Remember, back in 2003, George Bush lied to Congress to activate the authorization for the use of force in Iraq. And that means the congressional authorization is null and void. Fraud negates consent. And so George Bush just basically misappropriated America's assets, including the lives of our children, for his private little war against Saddam Hussein. Well, if it's not an official, legally sanctioned war, just like when they catch a congressman using government transportation, they make him reimburse. I think George Bush ought to reimburse the American people for the entire cost of the Iraq war. Don't worry, the Bushes have got lots of money. They can afford it. But we're owed a refund for that as well.
Yeah, I just can't believe it. When I watch the TV, it is a comedy show. I just can't believe it. It's unbelievable.
It's a three-ring circus, you know, and all we need on that stage at the Democratic National Convention are jugglers and acrobats to complete the picture.
And the Wizard of Oz needs to be behind the curtain. That's a must.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, listen, Alex, I'm going to let you go here.
Okay,
thank you very much for the phone call. Now, there is a new film out called Clinton Cash. It was a documentary. They couldn't get distribution for it for some reason. And so now it's been dumped on the internet. It's on YouTube. It's all over the place. Racked up at least 170,000 views just in the first few hours. And nobody really knows the count because a lot of people have copied off local copies of Clinton Cash. They're sending it around. They're sharing it with all their friends. It is now the number one trend on Facebook, or at least it will be until Facebook decides to knock it down. Because Facebook, along with these other social media platforms, has been caught red-handed trying to support and protect Hillary Clinton's ascendancy. But this is a movie you need to look at. We currently have it on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. I advise you to watch it. Send it to everybody that you know. It is one of the most telling films about just how corrupt our entire government has become, as typified by the Clintons. Don't look at the Clintons as this couple of corruption standing off in the spotlight. They're simply part of a much larger systemic issue. Now, yet another piece of information that has come on out from the Clintons' world of scandals is apparently Hillary Clinton changed her position on the Keystone XL pipeline following a $2 million donation from the TD Bank Investment Group. And that's actually inside the video Clinton Cash. Meanwhile, we've got another video from one of Hillary Clinton's delegates explaining how Hillary is going to ban all guns. There will be no guns allowed whatsoever inside the United States, except, of course, for the guns they're sending to Mexican drug criminals, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, because those are, after all, good friends of the Clintons and the Bushes and the government. So they're out there pushing this total gun ban agenda. Now, meanwhile, over on the other side, the Prime Minister of Hungary has come on out saying that Donald Trump is really what Europe needs. They don't need an extended Obama. They don't need another Clinton. They don't need another Bush. And so Europe is definitely behind Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is already on record. He's going to calm things down. He's going to go back to being friends with Russia and China, trade with them, peace through commerce. Hillary's already out there saying if she's president, she's going to make war on Iran. She's going to make war on this. She's already out there screaming that Putin's the enemy for hacking into her DNC servers, even though she doesn't have a single bit of actual proof that that could be done. Now, according to a recent report by Breitbart, there is now an organized, they're calling it a coup, by corporate media to try and shut down the independent media, which we've kind of known all along. There's a bunch of websites that are critical of Clinton that were actually down this morning. My service under constant attack. You know, it's just become part of the background noise here. But there is literally a war on freedom of the press inside the United States of America, because the corporate media doesn't represent a free and independent press. It is owned by corporations and steered by government interests. Article coming out of thomasdishaw.com, Reddit has been caught in this massive cover-up because people are posting the Clinton Cash, the DNC emails, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, all that stuff is being posted to Reddit. It never shows up on the main page of Top Topics. You get the Kardashians. Now, not too long ago, there was that DNC staffer, Seth, I forget his last name, was gunned down in the middle of the street. The word was he was about to blow the whistle on some of the shenanigans that was going on inside the Democratic National Committee with regards to election fraud. There is now a $25,000 reward being offered, leading to the arrest of whoever it was who killed Seth Rich. $25,000, that's a lot of money. They may actually find somebody willing to come forward and blow the whistle on that. Now then, we need to go back and take a look at these recent attacks in Nice and in Munich. And I'm having to revise my theory about road rage down in Nice because some new information has surfaced. Primarily, the photographer who got the video of the start of the van plowing into the crowd at Nice, Richard Guchar, he's a German journalist, also happened to be the one who shot the shooter in front of the McDonald's up in Munich. That's really too incredible a coincidence to believe. And he's married to an Israeli politician and former spy agency employee and just happened to be there at both Nice and Munich. Now, complicating the situation is that there is one of the police women down in Nice has come forward saying that she was pressured to change her report about security during the Nice attack. And now the Interior Minister of France, Bernard Cazeneau, is saying he's going to sue her for defamation. And remember, last week, the French government was telling the authorities in Nice to destroy all video footage of that area. And here is the final coup d'etat. YouTube video was made by the man named as the Bastille truck driver. The Tunisian gentleman, he's apparently still alive and wasn't even in France that night. And he's made the video and put it up there and say, hey, I'm still out here. Now, remember when 9/11 happened and they put up that list of all these horrible hijackers, and almost immediately there was an embarrassment where one of the named hijackers was a pilot for the Saudi state airline who was still alive, and he sued the U.S. for defamation successfully. And then finally, about a year later, FBI Director Robert Mueller came on out and said, well, actually, we don't know who was on those airplanes. All of these identities may have been stolen. Clearly, in the case of that Saudi state pilot, it was. Now, Cynthia McKinney has come on out and saying, yes, she believes that Israel is behind these terror attacks in Nice and Munich because of that link through that German photographer who was married to a former member of the Knesset, former Mossad agent. So I'm taking back what I said about road rage, although it was documented he was on antidepressants. And people who are on antidepressants, well, if he's still alive, it's irrelevant. But they're easy to talk into things because one of the symptoms of antidepressants is poor impulse control. You give somebody an idea and they'll say, yeah, that sounds cool. We'll go do it. They actually have a new movie coming out about this idea of, I think it's called Nerve. It's sort of an online version of Truth or Dare. So let's go over to Turkey because that situation is unraveling rapidly. Remember, right after the coup d'etat, Turkey surrounded that base at Incirlik. They sent in prosecutors and police to examine the records. They are apparently finding evidence that is very damning indeed. NewsBud is reporting that the plotters of the Turkish coup that failed are members of NATO's Rapid Deployable Corps. And the man in charge was General John F. Campbell, former U.S. commander of the International Security Assistance Force for NATO. And apparently they found records that the U.S. government pumped in $2 billion to buy the cooperation of necessary people for this coup plot. Now, apparently there's been a huge fire near the NATO base in Turkey. And a lot of people are saying it may have been an attempted sabotage or revenge. And Erdogan, he's just going so overboard. He's ordering 1,000 schools be closed. Now, we need to look at exactly what he's closing and find out how tightly they're tied in with various U.S. government or non-governmental organizations with U.S. ties. Because while Turkey and the U.S. were all buddy-buddy, the U.S. was sending in all kinds of influence. And maybe this is just a purge of getting the American influence out of his country, which at this point, we have to admit he'd be justified in doing it. Now, you're probably hearing about this coming offensive into Mosul over in Iraq. The officers in Baghdad are openly expressing the opinion that this rush to an offensive in Mosul is so it takes place before November in order to try and influence that presidential election. Retired Army Lieutenant General Michael D. Barbero said his contacts in Baghdad have relayed their concerns, saying that there's now an artificial timeline and they're not really going to be ready for what could be the longest, toughest battle in the war against ISIS in Iraq. And we have to remember, the U.S. agenda in Iraq isn't against ISIS. It's to reimpose U.S. rule, get rid of Muqtada al-Sadr, and whack off a big chunk of Iraq for the future Kurdistan. So this is all really starting to come apart. And this is what happens when you load up your government with political donors, because a big fat wallet does not necessarily equate to intelligence, perception, and analytical skills. Meanwhile, the United States has now banned Russia from joining the U.S.-led coalition against ISIS in Syria, because Russia keeps on insisting on bombing ISIS when what Obama wants to do is bombe Assad A. Shh, don't tell anybody. But there's now officially no cooperation between the U.S. and Russia inside Syria. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with a phone call after these few words.
Ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes. I wonder if the American people realize how the rest of the world views this circus called the American general election. It's absolute nonsense from beginning to end. I think the clowns are running the election process.
And they corrupted it. They basically, the goal was on both parties. We saw this on the Republican side. We're seeing it on the Democratic side. The goal was to disconnect ordinary voters from the process of choosing the leaders. That's very obvious what's going on here.
Well, I think it's reflecting in other areas. NATO, for example. Now, we know that America runs NATO, really, and the Europeans are just the vassal states that follow in the coattails. I mean, this Anglo-American empire, if you like, is crumbling before our eyes. And we're looking at several states now imagining themselves pulling out of NATO, Greece, Turkey, and several others, Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
Appear to be saying we want no part of it, and being as all this nonsense now is being blamed on Russia, what part did Vladimir Putin play in the Democratic primaries or the Republican primaries? It's a joke.
Of course it's a joke. What else are they going to say? You know, heck, you got us. We've been cheating the system. Yuck, 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 yuck. I mean, the tar and feathers would be, you know, out before nightfall.
I'm just
they
looking
probably ought to be anyway. You know, tar, feathers, ropes, and rails. We're there already. Flaming torches and pitchforks.
I'm looking forward to the DNC convention. And,
it's underway right now. And, everybody's out there speechifying. Anyway, apparently we're getting word right now is apparently they're going to make gun control a big part of their platform, and they're going to be using Sandy Hook as the reason why we have to push for stricter gun control. And that delegate who was caught on tape was out there basically admitting they're going to lie to get what they want. This isn't about public safety. It's about removing from the American people the right to say no to abusive government. And they're out there basically admitting it. And I think trying to use Sandy Hook is going to be very, very hard, because more and more people are questioning whether Sandy Hook was another in a long series of government-staged hoaxes to push that gun control agenda.
Well, apparently it was. I mean, looking at that guy Lanza, Adam Lanza, I looked into his background, and where are his records? I can't find anything much about the guy.
Well, you know, I still love the way they shut down questions about his prescription drug use, because it'd be bad for the economy. Anyway, John, got to let you go. Take a break for station identification. Back with hour number two after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.